Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Hi there, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Soul-Led Living. Today, as we run the show, it's actually my big brother's birthday. So happy birthday, big brother Rob, Dr. Rob, as they like to call him in these days as he's older. He was like, it's the best, like having an older brother, right? Like as a girl, you know, he's only 2 years older than me. And I just loved him from the day that I was born. So I love you, big bro. And he's actually inspired me in many ways. I wrote about him a little bit in my book because I feel like he's the original soul-led liver that I knew. You know, my older brother was always like, did not care about what other people thought or what they wanted. He was always really chasing the life that he really wanted, and he did it so unapologetically. So when it came time for me to move from Florida to North Carolina, I remember talking to him and he's like, dude, Nikki, just do what makes you happy, you know? And I love him for that. He's a total surfer. So I think there's just something about that surfer spirit, but also an anesthesiologist and a dad and really responsible. So I love you, big bro. Happy birthday. All right, guys. Today we are talking about the different habits that are trying to leave us. Because we've been talking these last few episodes about like the shift and who you're becoming and, you know, the future self, the upgrade, all that. Like there's just no way that we can move into the next version of ourselves and kind of the next era of our lives without sacrificing a few things. And, you know, sacrifice like is such a harsh word, but it's really that, yeah, you got to like cut some things off in order to go where you're going. I mean, I remember when I was in that place with my family before we moved here, and I really wanted to like live on 30 acres of land and live that life and everything. But there was so much I had to let go in order to come here. One of them was like the codependent relationship I had with my husband, you know, these kind of ideals of, I don't know, keeping up with like the Jonases, you know, like, oh, I have to go to this private, my kids have to go to this private school and we have to have this house. And all these like kind of ways of being that I personally needed to let go in order to like go where I was headed. So anytime there's an upgrade, you will be asked to let go of really what I want to call habits, because I feel like they're just things that we do automatically and we don't really like think about them. And honestly, they're not even bad for a while. It's just that at some point when you're moving to where you're going, they just can't come with you. So I don't even want to look at them as like bad qualities of ours, negative. I think they serve us for a long time for a reason, you know, like even a codependent relationship. Like I was getting something out of that. My husband was getting something out of that. Trying to keep up with the Jonases and like, you know, go to the private schools, do all the things, like that was maybe helping us stay focused and growing our business. And it taught us to be good entrepreneurs. So I think that there is a time and a place for all of those habits. It's just that now where you're going, there are a few things that cannot go with you. So I was getting these messages about like what is trying to leave us. And of course, I listed out five, and maybe you do not have all five, but I have a feeling that you'll receive something from the five that I mentioned. So the five habits that are trying to leave you. Habit number one, being weighed down by other people's opinions, expectations, their agendas. And when I say agenda, what I mean by that is I remember when I was, you know, first getting into the workforce, I was working at Fox Searchlight, and we had this conference, and there was like this expert that came in and taught us that our email inbox was actually full of other people's agendas. And if like this was like a productivity class or something, and if we were kind of scheduling our day through our inbox, like basically like going off of what was in our inbox, then we were living somebody else's day. And that like blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, that's so true. And if you think about it, your inbox is like other people's agenda. Like you know, other people putting things on your to-do list, other people telling you what you should buy, you know, other people telling you what you should do, you know, follow up, all that kind of stuff. And that's the vibe of this. It's even like kind of less people-pleasing, but almost being distracted by what our North Star is, what our goal really is, and then getting distracted by all these like voices around us. So it's not even that like you don't know who you are and that you're trying to please, but it's more so that you might be forgetting what's really important to you, what your North Star really is, like where you're trying to head. And sometimes even it could be like your best friend asking you to go somewhere or your child wanting to spend money on something and you're just used to kind of going with those flows. But where you're going feels very focused. It feels very ambitious. You know, honestly, it's like where you're going, it's not going to just happen by accident. It's not really a go with the flow type of place. It's a place where you stay very connected to your own light, to your own higher self, to your own mission. And there are so many distractions that will keep you from hitting that mission. And you might hit that mission like randomly, but it feels like it will take a long time if you are getting distracted by other people's expectations or agendas. So we really want to let that go and maybe set that intention today that like, I don't want to have to live up to other people's expectations. I don't, you know, please show me when I'm accidentally following somebody else's agenda. And, you know, listen, sometimes our agendas match, right? Like sometimes my husband has an agenda that also matches for me and we do it together. Of course, this is not like a lone wolf path, but this is about really being connected to what is for you and what isn't for you, like feeling it in your body. So really being connected to like what is the vibration of your path versus the vibrations of other people's paths that just happen to not be. And I said weighed down because when I was receiving this message, I really saw it as a weight on people's shoulders, just kind of like feeling, oh, like I must do this. This is like, you know, I have to do this. Like I have to go to my friend, my child's field trip, or I have to go to, you know, such and such. And I know that you know this, but I'm just here to remind you, you don't have to do shit. You don't have to do anything, right? Like you get to live the way that you want to live. And I want you to just at least take the weights off. And there's going to be a lot of things that are other people's agenda that you want to be involved in, right? Or that other people's, you know, expectations that match for you. But I want you to know that you have a choice. So really knowing that you have a choice, like really, if you're feeling pain in your shoulders, pain in your necks, go get yourself a good massage. And in that massage, decide to release that burden that you must do these things because you really do not have to. And I know this is so hard because even I learned this lesson actually by my daughter. My Allie is, you know, Benny's daughter from a previous relationship. And I met her when I was 4 and been raising her ever since. And her mother, I'm trying to like say the story without kind of with leaving some privacy for them, but you know, her mother kind of just decided what kind of mom she was going to be, which is a different mom than what I am, right? So, you know, not as involved. And motherhood is one of the things that you're like, oh, well, had a kid, like I must do all these things. I must sacrifice myself. I must like, you know, do everything for the child. And I know that it feels that way, but the truth is we are actually choosing to be that kind of mother. And there are plenty of mothers that do it differently. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I think like when I met Allie's mom, I was like, she is just making a choice and she has the right to make that choice. I know it could be harsh and, you know, all that. Even I look at my mom, like I had expectations for what kind of grandmother she was going to be. She has chosen to be another grandmother. And I never fault her for that because I don't know what kind of grandmother I'm going to choose to be. So even these things that are like, well, I'm a daughter, I'm a mother, I'm a wife. Listen, you are choosing to be a certain kind of mother, a certain kind of daughter. And when you like embrace that and realize like, oh, like I am choosing that you will feel more empowered rather than feeling like you're weighed down by these responsibilities, you know? So you have to kind of, we have to kind of embrace like why we have these responsibilities and what we're getting out of having these responsibilities. And then there are going to be some responsibilities that we're probably ready to let go of, you know? So really looking at that weighing down feeling, getting yourself a good massage to release that energy from your shoulders and make a decision as to what you want to take on and what you don't want to take on, and not judging yourself for any of those choices. The next habit, I've talked about this a little bit, comparison and jealousy. They're a little different, but they go hand in hand. I feel like jealousy is the feeling of when you're comparing yourself. And I think jealousy has many different faces almost, so it's hard to kind of pin down. But this is not because like jealousy is bad and you're an asshole. Like that is not why this is trying to leave. This is trying to leave because it's actually keeping your world smaller. It makes me feel like every time you compare or feel a little jealous about somebody else accidentally, right? Like, oh my gosh, especially as women, it's like in our genetics to be competitive and jealous, and we have to just be mindful of it, right? But what's happening is that when we are like, oh my gosh, of course she has that, or like, oh my gosh, of course she's, you know, going on that trip or got that opportunity, or this person has more followers or whatever it is, we are accidentally identifying with the opposite. So like accidentally, I'm identifying as a person that doesn't go on those trips. Accidentally, I'm identifying as a person that doesn't have that kind of husband, you know, doesn't have that kind of following. So when I identify with that, that it kind of creates like this little cage that I can exist in. Like I cannot go outside of that cage, because if I go outside of that cage, I'm going to be somebody who I don't like. I'm going to be somebody who I judge, and I don't want to be somebody that I judge. So I'm going to stay in this cage and I'm going to identify as a person that doesn't have XYZ. So it's not about being nicer to the other person. Like the reason we are letting go of jealousy and comparison is actually not to be a better human. It's actually to give ourselves free range to be whoever we are truly meant to be. And we may not cross that, you know, line where we become very similar to the person maybe we're judging, but we want to give ourselves the choice and the opportunity to cross that line if that is what is true for our soul, right? So, I mean, I'm looking at myself on this video with like my hair extensions. Like, I never judged people with hair extensions, but I could imagine that like if I was judging people that maybe spent money on their looks or like on anti-aging or on, you know, because I'm 41 and I just put extensions in, like I could judge that, like, oh, like she's 40 and now she's trying to look younger. And I guess because I didn't, when it was time, which I would have never thought I would have put extensions in my hair, but when it was time, I let myself make that choice and expand beyond who I was. If I was judging it like super hardcore, then I would kind of be untrue to me, because what feels very true to me over these last few weeks was like to put in hair extensions to I've been really interested in beauty lately, just beauty all around. And it would be untrue to me. I would be going against me, being false, being my false self, if I didn't allow myself to get the extensions. And if I was judging people that did things like that, then I would not be allowing myself to do this. And then I would not be being true to me. Does that make sense? So the reason that this is comparison is trying to leave you is because where you are going, you need a really wide gate. Like, and it's not even, you know, I like jealousy often because it usually tells us kind of like what we want, but it feels bigger than that. It feels like not only am I, you know, jealous because of what, not only is that like, okay, fine, jealousy is helping me know what I want, but it's kind of this jealousy / comparison is really keeping me small. Like it's keeping you guys small. So catch yourself when you, you know, I know social media is the best for this, right? Like you just by accident are getting bombarded by all your judgments and all your comparisons. So we can totally get off of it more. But also if you're on it, like watching that self, watching yourself and just say like, oh, good for her. Like, oh, that's cool. Like, oh, that's interesting. I don't think that's for me, but that's cool that they do that. Like really releasing it and getting out of the habit, because energetically you're going to be in a place where more possibilities can come your way, because you're not energetically putting up these like signs that are like, not this, not this, don't go here, don't do that, this is bad, you know, all that. When you have a bunch of closed doors, then possibilities and opportunities can't come to you. And where you're going, there's a lot of surprise and a lot of opportunity and randomness, but we don't want to close the doors to that accidentally through jealousy and comparison. Number three, this is such a good one. Getting caught up in other people's emotions and drama. Oh my gosh. Like this is like very sticky. This is the person that drags you into their stories. This is usually family members, people that are close to us, coworkers, old friends. Like this feels like the relationships that you've decided, okay, I'm not going to cut them off because maybe it even feels like it's logistically, it's not even like super possible. It could be a child, you know, that like you just have a teenager who's super dramatic right now. It could be a parent that, you're like, I'm not going to divorce my parent over this. But it feels like, I know that you guys have let go a lot of relationships, but this feels like a relationship that you're probably either not ready to let go of, or just don't feel like you have to make that choice. But they have a tendency to drag you into their drama. This could even, guys, honestly be a TV show. This could be an influencer. Like this doesn't even have to be somebody you know. This is somebody who's catching your attention. For example, what I've been watching a little bit of like the campaign trail, because you know we're gonna, you know, the US is gonna vote, and I'm just trying to feel into like where the world is going. And I have this one candidate that I really love, and I watch his stuff, and then there was this one day I was like, Nate, like seriously, like you do not need to get caught up in like this person's, you know, messaging and all that. Like you can check it once every few weeks, but like to get, you know, super obsessed with it is keeping you away from what you're really supposed to do. So it could even be something that is like not even a person you know. It could be like a book or a store or like a show, you know, like sometimes you get like so sucked into like The Bachelor or something like that. The reason for this one is because this is really about your vibration. It looks like when there are people that are kind of dysregulated with their emotions, it makes you feel unsafe and it makes you feel highly distracted. Like you can't, you know, go where you're going or do what you're doing, what you're supposed to do. And part of where you're going, you do need to feel safe, and you've worked very hard to feel safe. And that's the other thing. Like you personally have worked hard to feel safe, feel safe in who you are, to feel safe in where you're going. And it just looks like these people kind of bring you back to an old self. So this drama or, you know, and listen, you've had drama in your life before, right? Like you've been that dramatic person. So it's not to like judge these people, but it's okay to know that you are no longer there and you can't go back there. And you can also, if these people are like close in your life, for example, teenage daughter, right? You can support them by energetically showing them that you're not available for those conversations anymore, that you like, yes, like I want to hang out with you, teenage daughter, and have conversations with you, but I'm not available for like this kind of drama that you try to drag me into. And, you know, she'll probably have drama on her own somewhere else, but at least like not in your space. And it's actually training her also to notice that like, oh gosh, like when I'm like that, like people that I love don't really want to be with me or want to converse with me. And that actually trains them to think about that behavior, right? So if you're going to keep these people in your life, what you want to do is like hold your energy very strong and allow your energy to kind of dictate what you're available for and what you're not available for. So it's kind of like if a person goes off into drama conversations, you change the subject, or you'll say like, oh yeah, you don't feed into it. Actually, I was taking Molly to training classes with my dog. And one of the things that they teach you to do is like when the dog gets really excited and wants to like bite you and like kind of play rough, you lift up your hands and you look the other way. Like you literally do not give them any attention and then they stop. So it's kind of the same thing for these people that are in your life. And this is really, this comes from a place of worth for you. Like the reason that this is trying to leave you is when you don't allow this into your life, you're really being true to what you're worthy of, what you really deserve. It's also like an ode to like how hard you have worked to get to where you are emotionally, that you deserve to stay there. If you get caught up in drama, it's kind of like a self-sabotaging thing that you're getting into, and that almost like that addiction of getting caught up in drama, like you're still, it tastes good to you by accident because like maybe you've been tasting it your whole life, you know? So you want to, like you've worked hard to become healthy. It's kind of like saying like the chocolate and the sweets is coming after you, even though you've given up sugar. So you deserve this, you know, like, so let yourself move into the next level and don't get caught up in like the weights or the webs of these kind of old habits and these like old dramas. And you might not have it in your life anymore, but it's the same if we get caught up in other people's. So this is really about, you're worthy, guys. You deserve it. Like you deserve the up level and you don't need to kind of go down. Even if it's like kind of that feeling of survivor's guilt, which is like, oh man, I got out of like very like dramatic place or toxic place, but my sister's still in that very toxic place, or like my best friend's still in that toxic place. And I feel like an asshole for not being there for her or not listening to her or not trying to help her, right? Because sometimes getting caught up in their drama is really about fixing them and giving them a solution and figuring it out for them. I just know that like what I'm supposed to tell you is that you deserve where you are going, and you can't help other people or be like an inspiration if something else keeps drowning you. You know, like you have to swim before you save somebody else, I guess, if that makes sense. So you're worthy of the upgrade, and don't look back and don't feel bad. Message number four, or habit number four, is this feeling that you have to wait for confidence to do the thing that you are being called to do. This is an old, old like pattern of like imposter syndrome. This is like, I guess maybe another way of saying this is like letting go imposter syndrome. So there's this idea that other people have it more figured out than you. So when you're doing something and you don't feel super confident or like you know what you're doing, there's a part of you that thinks another person knows more than you, and that therefore you are like an imposter, if that makes sense. So kind of like, you guys know I've been like learning to grow flowers, and I'm such a noob at this thing, and I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm studying and I'm reading, and of course there are a ton of people that know more than me. But one person who definitely like knows more than me is my husband, because he's had a green thumb since he was young. So I really do look to him for some help sometimes. And the more I kind of listen to his advice, the more I realize that like it's not a clear science, right? That you pick up things here and there, you test, you figure it out. There is no exact science, especially for something like plants, which is so natural and creative, and there are forces bigger than me taking care of these plants, right? And that's kind of the vibe, guys. It's like nobody really knows what they're doing, and everybody's figuring it out along the way. And this feeling that you need to wait to have it perfect or have it ready is really cannot go with you, with like where you're going, because where you're going is super free. It feels very creative, very free. And perfectionism is actually being imprisoned. It's our own little prison where we only allow ourselves to create when we believe it's going to be perfect, which is so sad. And so it's a form of like self-oppression, you know, it's a form of just self-hate. Like it is that vibration just can't go with you. It's also a scared vibration. Like it's a fearful vibe, and where you're going, it's more curiosity and more definitely where you're going. It's a vibration of like deserving and worthy and kind of like, well, why not? Like, why not me? For me with the flowers, if I kind of just sat there and been like, well, wait, I'm going to have to study for 3 years until I start the flowers. Instead, I have to kind of think like, well, why not me? Like maybe I could be a flower expert. Like maybe I could be somebody that has like a really beautiful flower garden. Like why not me? So instead of trying to be perfect, trying to have confidence before you do the thing. And remember, confidence only comes from doing something over and over again, which is what I love. Like, you know, for somebody who has confidence, I have confidence in certain areas. It's because I've done the thing over and over again. But the things that I don't have confidence in is because they're new to me. So it's like really not that complicated. So instead of being perfect or waiting for that confidence, I want you to think more about curiosity, like just following what makes you curious and learning along the way, just being interested and being like, let's see what I find out. Let's see where this brings me. And also calling in that inner mother and being like, I deserve to do this. Like, why not me? I deserve to take this step. I deserve to try. I deserve to throw my hat in the ring. That's the vibe. All right, friends. And lastly, what cannot go with us, the habit is that is trying to leave us, that cannot go with us where we're going, is needing to know all the steps before we go. So, man, if that could leave people, I'd be such a happy reader, because when people show up to my readings and want to know every single step, it's rough. So, and this doesn't mean that we walk blinded. This just means that we are more kind of thinking about outlines and also walking with a lot of trust. And this really always pays off. You know, like at the beginning of the year, I knew that like something new was trying to come through, these like new formats of work. And, you know, I knew that it was all trying to come through, but it was so foggy for me, right? It's like that third eye is so blocked and so foggy. I could not see the steps. And it is quite frustrating when that happens, especially when maybe you've had times in your life where you do see the steps in front of you, you know, but this step in particular. But it's like, you know, I just know that something does want to change, and I'm going to keep taking step by step by step forward. And I trust that ultimately it will clear up for me. When it is time for it to be clear, it will be clear. But I'm not going to not take steps just because it's not clear. So this, where you're going, is not linear. And usually things that can be like really, really predicted are very linear. And they are the path that you don't want to be on anyways. Like the paths that can be super, super predicted are like these default paths. They're roads that have been paved many times before us. And it's very easy to see the steps. For better or for worse, where we are going in the world, those paved paths are not going to be as useful anymore. And like I've said over and over again, we are just like the early adopters of understanding this, of knowing this. And that's why you guys are listening to this. So say goodbye to the paved paths. And with that, and I know that you don't want to be in a paved path. Like I know that you want to walk your own path, like what is really truly for you. And the thing is that is being created as you go, because the earth is changing so much that it is not like set in stone either. So having to be open to kind of getting the itinerary, like, you know, 1 week at a time rather than like an itinerary for the whole year, right? So kind of think that, I don't know, you're working on a ship and you might not know what you're doing tomorrow, but like whoever is in charge of the ship like prints out an agenda like the morning of, and you have to be flexible enough to follow that, right? Because we're getting new updates so quickly and as we go that we have to be able to be flexible and shift and all that. So the way that you walk that path is with a lot of trust, like knowing that the universe has you, that like God loves you, that your higher self is watching over you, that your ancestors that are watching over you, that the world is good. Like really connecting to the energy of love rather than this like energy of fear that things are not going to work out for you. You are safe, right? And sometimes it's deeper than just obviously telling us ourselves these mantras. You know, we could have some nervous system dysregulation and we have to do some work and, you know, go to the healers that can help us with that, with therapists, things like that. But when you can realize that you are safe and have trust in where you're going, you don't need to know all the steps. And I want you to kind of walk down your path. Like what I'm getting is to notice a little bit more what is working. Like notice how much God is supporting you, right? Like I got off the phone with a good friend of mine a couple days ago who just opens up and just blabbermouth like things that were like stuck in my head, you know? And she came out of nowhere. I haven't talked to her in weeks. And I hung up the phone with her. I was like, thank you. Like, I know that I am supported on this path. Like, and when the time is right, the right friend will call me or the right book will find its way to me or, you know, the right conversation. And I'm okay with that. Like, I am letting go the need to control. And I know that this path is going to work out for me no matter what, right? So when you know that where you are and kind of where you're going, you don't really need to know all the steps. You just need to be very firm in where you are. So being very grounded and planted in where I am, but also knowing where this ends. Like, and sometimes knowing where it ends means it's all good, right? Like it might not be that I know exactly what house I'm living in or what I look like or who I'm with, but I might know that at the end of this, it all works out for me. And as long as I hold those two things, I don't really need to know all the steps. So yeah, that's like really why that's coming through. And it's to give creative space to the universe to deliver something bigger than you could imagine, something bigger than you can control, right? Because like wanting to know all the steps is just saying like, hey, God, like I know better than you. I feel like I can make a really good plan. Like, let me sketch this out. Like, I am a really good creator. Like, let me sketch this out perfectly and let's follow all my steps perfectly so that I don't have to freak out. And the truth is that there are bigger manifestations or creations than the ones that we can create. And the universe needs a little bit of space to be able to bring that to you. So you have to be open to surprises. You have to be open to the things that you cannot control. There are going to be a lot of things you can control. And on this road, you're going to get a lot of little messages and kind of, you know, I always say like, it's a yellow brick road and you're getting one brick at the time. So when you get that one brick, like go all in, like do it well, like control it, right? Like make it happen. But you don't need all the bricks in order to take a step. So really feeling brave enough to take a step based off one little piece of guidance that you might be getting. And I think also what is needed when we're no longer worried about knowing, having to know everything and having to know all the steps, I think what is also needed is like being okay to do things and make things that are going to be thrown away. So what do I mean by that? Like every writer knows that when you write a book, you're going to write a shitty first draft, and there is going to be so much that you write that you throw away. I think in Soul Led Living, it's such a big book, but believe it or not, I threw away like the equivalent to like half the size of that book. Like there was so much that I wrote that just didn't make it, that wasn't good enough, and I threw it away. But if I, and even with like the podcast, right? Like there are so many things that I cut out, that I had to stop, that I edit, that I take out. If I am like trying to just do it, you know, fully and like with no mistake and trying not to waste basically, then I'm never going to take that step. So for me, the message here is like, you be okay with wasting, with like getting it wrong. And it might be like wasting, it might even be like wasting money, might be wasting time. It might be like, oh, I started, you know, this platform and like, I don't really love it. And I actually realized that I needed to do it this way, but you got to get started. Kind of not knowing all the steps. And sometimes like the reason we want to know all the steps is because we're trying to be efficient. I think a good example of this is like dating, right? It's like, no, I only want to date like the people that I feel like super connected to, like on the apps or whatever. And I'm like trying to, you know, intuit who I'm supposed to go out with because I don't want to waste my time. And I get that, guys, but this feels like you have to be okay with making plans that you are going to throw some efforts away, that there are going to be some efforts that are just going to kind of get you to the next step, right? Like, don't be afraid to rent the Airbnb for 3 months before you actually find the place you're going to live in. And yeah, sure, it's probably seems like a waste of money to pay for an Airbnb for 3 months, but it actually is like what shows you the next step. So there, it feels like you have a few things that are being shown to you that you just don't know what's on the other side, and you don't want to take the step because you feel like it's a waste. But I'm telling you, like, you know, consider it, because there is always a little bit of waste in creation. Like, anytime you create something, you create a painting or you write, there will be things that you make that you throw away. That's just part of the creation process. So with that, with where you're going, it's going to happen. And it's not about getting a perfect episode the first time, right? Like, it's about, you might even do a few episodes that you completely throw away. And that's okay, because it's what gets you to the really good stuff. So yeah. Okay, my friends, I leave you with that final number 5. I hope that this was helpful, and I am really just looking forward to us letting it go. So let's just kind of take a deep breath in and put our hands on our heart. And anything that we felt in this conversation that like, yes, I need to let this go, may we just ask for the divine guidance that's with us to support us to let it go. And maybe we're not going to let it go today, but to please show us how we can let this go. Please show us when we're in these habits that are no longer serving us. And please allow us to set ourselves free so that we can move to the next era of our lives. All right, my friends, love you so much, and I will see you this Thursday. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.